Inner Vegas, we're talking about creating miracles. Dr. Joseph Gallenberger with us, and we'll be back with him. Much more to talk about here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with Joseph Gallenberger. Doctor, you teach people how to kind of remove their fears, don't you? Their guilt and things like that, what I would call blocks.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is that difficult to do?
It is a challenge a bit. I think, to me would be the bad news is it requires a good deal of a self-awareness, courage, dedication, hard work. The good news is the process of healing fear and blocks can be one of the most exciting ventures we take. And the better news is we can often see positive results very quickly if we use the right tools. The HemiSync tools, the meditation tools we've been talking about are very helpful with this. It can avoid years of struggle with things like that. And the best news is that love can move mountains of fear. I used to say I meet fear with courage. Now I say I melt fear with love.
I like that. Now, how would somebody use this in their everyday life? Somebody's not going to go to Vegas, for example.
Right.
Or they're not into that at all. Well, how do you use this in your day-to-day life?
Well, again, this idea of being able to project energy to manifest is very useful in relationships and finances and health and many different things. The how is a very similar to process to what we use in Vegas, and I talk a lot about it in the Inner Vegas book because it's really not so much about the gaming as using it in life to improve things for yourself individually and for your community and for the world. You maintain that same and generate that same very high energy after releasing the blocks. Keep your heart open, put out what you want. If you have the right energy, then some of the simpler forms that people have talked about how to manifest really come in handy. There's a lady, Helen Hadsall, who I think has won every contest that she entered in her life. She just called it spec. She said, select it, project it, expect it, collect it. She got it real simple, and that does work. If you remove the blocks, you got good high energy, and that can be anything from being on Coast to Coast, which I thought, gee, I'd like to do about 3 days ago.
Perfect, and then the call comes, right?
Yeah, and another time I was home sitting there and thinking, gee, I'd like to take my wife to Paris. She's never been, and I love the city, especially the Musée d'Orsay Museum with the Van Gogh paintings. And I put that thought out, and within a couple hours, I got an email, would you like to train a program in France? And I said, yeah. And then I thought to myself, well, gee, I'd like to go over first class round trip free. And by the end of the day, I had free round trip tickets, first class to go. That's the intention. But I always have the allow that the intention will also have greater results and more delightful results than I can even imagine. And I ended up doing 10 programs in Europe and one of them in Germany. We were there, and during the spoon bending, as we yelled bend, it brought everybody into memories of the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple hours of just deep healing about the wounds in the German people within that. And so all these unexpected benefits and friendships and other things get going. So I might have decided to go to France and to Paris, and I end up at a 5-star resort in Cyprus teaching as well. And that kind of life, living from that place of miracle and abundance, is just a wonderful way to live. It gets to be a yoga, something you practice and get better and better at.
Let's assume we're bending spoons, and I'm the one doing the bending. Can we do it if you're holding the spoon, or do I have to hold it?
It can be done many different ways. Yuri used to have somebody just put one finger on one end, and he wouldn't touch it at all. The easiest is for it to be in your own hand and allow yourself to not worry about whether you're using a little bit of physical effort or not. And start with something, that's a fairly flimsy spoon or fork. And then you move along into very heavy, I'm going to use the brand Oneida, their highest quality heavy stainless ware, where after you've bent it with PK and you try to then bend it with force, you can't get it to budge whatsoever. At that point, you become a knower, not a believer. That's the easiest way. But there are reports of people bending at a distance, or you know, one person holding it and the other accomplishing it. You can definitely help each other. The first time I did it, I was struggling and never getting anywhere. And a fellow who was very good at it just put his hand behind my heart chakra on my back, and my spoon just became like putty immediately and bent. So then I knew it could be done. But I couldn't do it alone. I only did it with his assistance. Laurie Monroe, who ran the Institute after Bob died, was very good at metal bending, and she was doing the bending in the MC Squared programs as an example to people. And one night she came in and said, "Joe, I'm busy, you do it tonight." And I kind of had a little terror about that, but in front of the group with that criticalness and the energy we had built, it went easily. I train trainers around the country to do my workshops, and they'll often call a night before their first one going, "Oh my God, what if I can't bend the spoon for the group?" And I say, "Don't worry, when the whole group's looking at you, it'll go," and it does.
Can this be done at a distance from afar, or do you have to physically be right there?
I have not personally experienced it from a distance, but there were reports when Yuri would be on television that people's silverware in their drawers would bend just
so. Well, let me tell you a funny story, Joseph. When he's been on the show several times with me.
Yes.
And he always does experiments where he wants people to bring clocks and watches that have stopped running. And he says, "Hold them as close to the radio as you can." And he does his intention, his manifestation. Well, I get a lot of emails from people who say that my watch that hasn't worked in 10 years is now ticking. Or my clock is working. But the funny part about all this is you know, every once in a while we'll run a rerun of a program, you know, 6 months, a year later on the weekends. And we ran an Uri Geller show with me. And when he said on tape, rerun, hold your clocks up, same thing happened. I was getting emails from people.
And I went,
"Whoa, it still works." So his manifestation is strong from afar.
Well, one experiment I did is, I know a fella, he's kind of interesting. He likes to live in Kazakhstan, Russia in the winter, which is very cold and dark, and then in Antarctica in the summer, where it's cold and dark. And he was heading down to Antarctica, and I said to him, "Think of a number and send it to us during our Vegas adventure workshop we were having at that time, and don't tell me." And we had a whole bunch of nines way over statistics in that workshop. And of the nines, they should be split 50-50 between 6 and 3 or 5 and 4. And they were about 85% 5-4. And I got home, opened the email, and what he had sent is 5-4. So Antarctica is pretty far away from Vegas. And just one person thinking when we're in receptive state seemed to be able to influence what happened.
Why does fear and doubt seem to play havoc with us?
Well, we come by it honest. You know, there's a lot in our culture, a lot of things to induce fear. I think the culture actually uses it to sell us things, you know. But within that, and we get into our survival mode, one thing perpetuates another. We can also have experience that then translates into a fear of something, and then it gets confirmed over and over. For example, if I were a young kid, 16 years old, and I liked this girl in class, and I went up to ask her out, and she stiffened and reddened and said no and walked away, I would assume she didn't like me, correct?
Correct.
Well, what I don't know is she knew I was going to ask her because of all the telegraphing in the school, and she asked her dad that night if she could date. He said, "Nope, not till you're 17. So she's really angry at her father and embarrassed that he wouldn't let her date. Now, the next time I go to ask a girl, maybe 3 months after licking wounds, my timing is off. I have fear. So I'm sweating under the arms. My eyes are looking at the floor, and I approach her at the wrong time when she's surrounded by her cool girlfriends. And I say, "You wouldn't want to go out with me, would you?" And she says, "No, buddy, get lost." Now I have a pattern. Pretty girls don't like me. And those fears will keep expressing. unless we have some powerful tools to let go of all that and start new.
And break that. And
yes.
Break that. People who are leaders of countries, and they did so with violence, do they possess any of these abilities? You know, the Saddam Husseins and the Hugo Chavezes, those people?
I sure don't know. What I do expect is they're highly charismatic. And when many people focus attention on you, that tends to also often have the effect of increasing your power. I've not heard reports of anybody, you know, in dictatorship or whatever, playing with bending spoons. But I would guess it's more that personal charisma affecting the group consciousness. Sometimes it does seem incredible that they can stay in power given how they're treating their countrymen.
What seems to intrigue you the most, Joseph, about what you do?
The miracle of the human heart. And just how powerful that is. And I keep getting, you know, finding this is a wonderful way to be reminded of that. I was out in Vegas one time, and I'd taught all day, maybe a 15, 16-hour day, and I was really tired, and all I wanted to do was hide in part of the casino where nobody'd find me. And I wanted to get a royal flush in hearts, which is machine.
Don't we all?
160,000 to one by chance. So I sat and I hid, but the group was intuitive, and a bunch of people found me just as I was going to play and said, "Oh, Joe, would you teach us how to play too?" And I had a moment where I could have said, "I'm sorry, I'm off duty, get lost."
Right. I want to be alone.
Or I could have said, "Sure, join me," but I didn't really mean it. But instead, I opened my heart instantly, and they sat down, I taught them what to do, and then on my second pull, Royal Flush and Hearts, $4,300.
Unbelievable.
Nice, on a $5 bet. I was on a plane where I thought, gee, I'm going red-eye back to the coast after a Vegas trip. I'm going to work the next day. I'd like a seat next to a pretty woman and no problems. And the last person on the plane in first class came in, pretty woman with a baby screaming in her arms, because I had also had
consequences.
I also had the fear thought of maybe there'll be a screaming baby and I won't be able to sleep. Well, I had that split second, and I opened my heart and I said, "Would you like me to hold your dear one as you get settled?" And the baby came to me.
She let you hold the baby. A lot of people wouldn't do that nowadays.
Oh, she did, and she actually got a little misty-eyed because she said, "Really? My baby has colic. My husband said they'll kill me in first class." And as I held the baby gave me a hug that was one of the best I had in my life. She got settled. I tried to give the baby back. It started screaming.
She wanted you.
Yeah, I slept with the baby on my chest across.
No. That's amazing.
But again, it's that heart thing, and this is what fascinates me. When you have all these choices, moment to moment, to go into your heart, to open up, and when you do, miracles happen.
Is it just being a nice person? Does that do it?
Well, nice conveys to me that you're doing things in a socially acceptable way in order to gain approval or what have you. A good person, that natural desire to have lots of compassion for other people, to see them in their highest and finest, to really be genuinely happy when something good happens for them, that's very powerful.
Do people use this to heal, you know, their pets and animals? Can
Definitely.
They do that?
Yeah, and loved ones as well. You know, it's not a substitute for medical treatment.
No.
We've seen real interesting things. One fella had, this is a gross story. My wife doesn't like me to tell it, but I will. So he describes what he would like in healing is that all his nails on his feet were really yellowed and
gross, Joe.
By foot fungus. And we sent energy, and he felt like his feet on fire, and the next day he woke up, all his nails were clear.
That's because someone stuck around and put Lamisil under him or something.
Yeah, that was sort of a nice that. So we see folks with pain issues, and they'll burst into tears. Maybe they're pain-free for the first time in 10 years, that kind of thing. And we see psychological things shifting, and blocks in career and relationships shift, and that's just really exciting.
All right,
I love getting emails like that. Had progress.
What are some of the first things that you try to teach people to do? Take us through a quick little refresher course here.
Well, I could give you some tips. Would you like that?
All right.
Okay, so if I were, looking at something like, what do you do for manifesting? These are the kinds of things I've found. Principles, if you use them consistently, create a life of miracle and joy. I'd say when starting to focus on something that you desire to create, invite your intention to have surprisingly positive results and be open to the delightfully unexpected. Next thing I'd do would be to say, view the physical world as delicate and changeable like a dream, and the spiritual world as solid, constant, real, and the spirit is the foundation from which to change the physical. Usually we think of spirit as airy-fairy, and, the table is solid. You shift that. Another thing is that the manifestation power is enhanced by positive energy, and the highest and most quality energy would be the loving heart. So live in a wide open, gratitude, compassionate praise of yourself, all others, and the universe. Appreciating beauty and grace in all their forms could take you there. Being well-grounded, I've mentioned. Really being good about being here in the physical. So I use this definition of grounding, bringing your spirit fully into your body, suffusing your body with energy and light. Encouraging your body and emotions to speak freely to you as they're brimming with wise guidance. And there's terrific power in your shadow, the unexpressed parts. So be courageous and compassionate and seeing yourself as you really are, with all your glory and glitches. Then form your goals by discovering what would make your heart sing unfettered by limits, and see and feel your dreams as real right now. I have a phrase that's helpful for me. Remember, patience sweetens passion. So that involves having a trust that goodness will come to you and not obsess about what you're trying to manifest. And another phrase I like a lot that I use is fear is expensive. Love is priceless. Choose wisely. To remind you that is there any fear in play here? Get rid of the fear in all its forms, procrastination, boredom, doubt, cynicism, impatience, and move yourself into a place of being free of fear. So those are some of the kinds of things that I might suggest to somebody when I met them if they wanted a five-minute version.
How important is PK in all this training?
It's very, very useful because it gives you, in DICE, for example, an immediate feedback. Within 20 seconds, you know if you were able to put out the proper intent, form it with the correct energy, let go correctly, and you see the positive result. And feedback is really important. There's something in psychology called classical conditioning. It's reward punishment. It's how you teach a dog to sit. You give them a biscuit and you teach them to not do something by punishment, potentially, though I think it's better not to use the punishment part.
Just give the biscuit.
Yeah. So at the dice table, if you're in very grounded state, wide open to the highest of spirit energy, open-hearted, one with everybody there, feeling relaxed and trusting, you get rewarded. Reward, reward, reward. If you go into greed, fear, ego, you get punished, punish, punish, punish. So it's almost a classical conditioning toward a more enlightened way of living in a way you'd like to live in your regular life when you're not in the casino.
Well, I'm convinced that somebody in a casino, if they're not in a good mood, they're not going to win.
That's almost always true. I'd agree.
All right, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, his work, Inner Vegas, Creating Miracle, Abundance, and Health. And his websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We shall be right back. Have you watched our television program yet called Beyond Belief? You can. It's internet-based, but it's 10 days free. So simply take advantage of that. Go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. At the top, click Hosts, and then it says TV Show. Click that. It'll take you straight there. And the program airs Fridays at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. But when you're part of the program, you can watch it anytime you want. And welcome back with Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, and we'll take your calls here as well. Joseph, there's so many people who are just, I think, wound up like a spring. And they're uptight. There's something going on this planet right now. I can't put my finger on it, but I can feel it wherever I go. Would this help them?
Yes, I think, very much so. It is a... It's a really difficult time right now for lots of people, and I think people have a sense that we're getting to choice points. A lot of systems are getting to a critical area. I think it's a great time of change, and change is kind of threatening to people. The hemi-sync that the Monroe Institute puts out is fabulous at being able to help you relax. I've worked, as I mentioned, as a psychotherapist for 30 years. We could take Vietnam vets with trauma, folks that had panic disorder, what have you, and often within a week of listening to these exercises, and they're, $20 each, they're, cheap, people would be learning to relax, and they'd come in often in tears saying, I haven't been this relaxed since I was a child. When I do workshops for businesses, we are all set to do a lot on creativity and planning and team building. The first thing that happens usually is people are amazed at how much tension they've carried and how well they can relax, even within the first 2 or 3 hours of the workshop. And so we all need to chill a little bit, and
sure do.
That allows us to move into trust and into positive energy where we can get something going that we do want, because fear is really a prayer for what you don't want.
Tell me about healing ability. Primarily, we're talking about how people could help their own animals and themselves and stuff, but how does that work too, Joseph?
Well, I think, again, it's the same energy as for manifesting in psychokinesis. When we do healing circles, we ground our energy to the earth, bring in the beautiful energies of Mother Earth into our hearts. We connect with the highest and finest of spirit and bring that energy into our heart, and we send it to the person in the circle. Use the word send. It feels like it's coming out of your heart or your hands, usually for most people. And we see them in their highest and finest. If you're healing yourself, it's a similar situation where you need to extend the compassion you would to someone you love who you would like to help. And sometimes compassion to ourselves can be a challenge. We avoid things like thinking thoughts like my bad ankle if my ankle's been hurting, but rather see our ankle when we were young and could run with the wind, and we think of it as our ankle that needs some extra TLC now, and with great gratitude we send it. So it's a little bit different loop than, when something's been painful and you're trying to block that pain and you're angry at the inconvenience of that part of the body it's causing you, and maybe great medical expense as well.
Okay, let's take the calls. Let's go to first-time caller Ingrid in Snowflake, Arizona. First-time caller. Hi, Ingrid.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Joseph, I think you're absolutely wonderful. I wanted to tell you that in my life, I'm 53 now, that this started when I was quite young, and I could feel when I was positive and manifested everything good and loving, no matter how bad a situation was, I always found the good. My life flowed so evenly, and I was completely happy and I in any situation until I started growing up and listening to people explain to me that I'm not living in reality and that the world isn't really the way I'm seeing it. And they really tried to persuade me that I'm going to end up in trouble one day because I'm so open and and honest. And when I started changing a little bit toward their way of thinking, I realized that it was kind of ugly. So I'm a little bit blocked because I've lived kind of on both sides of it now. But I think what you're doing is absolutely right. I think what you are projecting is a truth. And I just want to let you know that you've kind of inspired me to go back to my way of thinking. And I just thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Ingrid. And you sound very powerful in that you had a great blessing early in childhood to learn experientially that this stuff is real. And it's hard not to listen to people because we want to be approved of and we want to be a good girl or a good boy. And so the trap is set, you know. And now you can go back to the way that really was wise for you. But I really appreciate your support, and I'm glad the message helped you tonight.
If you could drive home one message tonight, Joseph, that you'd like everybody to keep, what would that be?
I think that fear is expensive, love is priceless, choose wisely is a big one. And to Ingrid's question, you know, I would when culture says, oh, you can't be so open, I think the best defense is none. The more open you are, the more positive you are, the less crap comes to you. And when it does, you can handle it. You handle it in a different way. You know, I had a time when one of my favorite kitty cats was killed by three dogs right in front of me, and I held her as she died. And my old self would have reacted with fear, anger, judgment, and such. Instead, I went and found I live in the country, the owners of the dogs. And the first thing I did to this guy who I'd never met was give him a hug. And so, you know, we have something soulful we need to deal with here. And the way you go through grief is very different. And a lot of times that's belief system. My brother committed suicide. That was a real tough one. And I found myself guarding my heart and closing off. And then I said, you know, the broken heart is a myth. And so I changed my myth to having an ocean heart. It's vast, and like if putting a hand in water, you come in completely, and if you leave, the water goes back to complete, maybe taking a drop with it. And that ocean heart image is taking me through the death of my mother and my father and many other things with a whole different attitude. So our beliefs and what we think and how we manage our energy can really change how our life is here on this planet.
Do you think our ancients, the ancient folks, knew this a little bit better than we do?
Many, you know, probably some of that's romanticized, but I think many of the traditional cultures stayed even to this day much more in touch with the intuitive, with knowing that energy is very important and it affects the whole group and the community. And they continued that wisdom, I think, better than Western society has.
Okay, let's go to Michelle in Marionette, Wisconsin. Hey, Michelle, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I'm really scared to start off, but I just want to say that because this guy is a manifester of energy and such, and I'm not in full agreement with a lot of what he has to say, and I don't want him to throw any negative energy my way because I know that he is correct in a lot of things he says, but the fact that you have to go through levels and levels and levels of meditation in order to achieve this is ridiculous, because if you're a believer in the Creator God who loves us all, and you would simply, you know, come to the conclusion that you needed this gift, it would be attainable for people upon asking, that they could learn to be more positive in their thoughts and know that their thoughts do matter. And it's very, very important to, like what he's saying about positivity breeds positivity and such. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, we're on this planet and there's a lot of adversity, and I'm not in agreement with him about being completely open and loving and open to everything, because we have to be guarded in a lot of senses.
All right, let's get his take on that. So she's not in agreement with everything you say, Joseph.
Well, first of all, I admire your courage for calling, and you have no worry about me sending anything to you.
You're not a witch doctor.
No, and you make excellent points. There are people like the last caller who are blessed with more simple trust, at least at the beginning of their life. Sometimes they maintain it. And a connection with the divine, however you formulate that, is very powerful. I would agree with that. And we talk a lot in our MC Squared course at Monroe and things with getting in touch with Source. We try to use a word that everybody can agree on, but for many people that could be Buddha or Jesus or what have you, and that can transcend a lot of the techniques and methods that I'm mentioning if you're able to connect in a deep way with that.
And in some cases, you know, using this for, let's get back to your Vegas experiments again. Do you think sometimes beyond just manifesting the dice roll, that you might even be able to know what's coming up? You might not be able to, let's say you don't affect it, but maybe you can say to yourself, I know it's going to be a six, you know, and a five and a one show up.
Yes.
Can you do
that? We see that very often. And again, Vegas is about so much more than dice. You know, we in the courses at Monroe and in Vegas, we emphasize being very generous and open. We've raised over $100,000 in workshops for charity, totally anonymous blessing bucket in the workshop site. People put money in if they want or not.
You mean by the winnings? With the winnings?
No, a lot of people contribute before they ever even go do any gambling. And in fact, the workshops where people do that tend to be better. This idea of generosity is really important. And I feel when I do a workshop, I like to see people tangibly benefit around the world who I've never met. For example, the last workshop, there's a fellow in my hometown. It's a small town who came from India and worked 7 days a week. Made it quite well, and he goes back to his village where there's no medical care, and he can get cataract surgeries done for women there for 25 cents an eye. So last workshop we did in Vegas, we raised enough for 400 cataract surgeries.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry, not 400. And we can all have that kind of impact. So, you know, the dice are really the plaything to learn this. Rather than the main event, if you will.
Next up, let's go to David in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on the wild card line. David, go ahead.
How y'all doing this morning?
Good, David.
Doing well.
I just wanted to say that I was listening to your show, and I was thinking that, and you know, just my own opinion that what you're saying is kind of a manifestation of a pure language. You know, like it is in the Bible, you know, it says, you know, and the Word was God, and the Word was is God. And, you know, kind of like that movie Dune, if you, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen that or not, but, you know, the main actor in there, he was able to manifest with his, with a pure language. And I think the thought process that you're putting in your mind and what you're saying is manifesting a pure language. I mean, even you might be thinking dice in your mind or a number or something, but you're actually concentrating on a pure information that's creating that reality.
I'd agree that, you know, what we're aiming for is a very strong coherence of intention, and that's not easy for human beings. You know, if I were leaving high school, I might be glad to get out of algebra, afraid to leave my home, sad to leave my friends. I'd have mixed emotions. And when we get our thought very clear,
I think as you go through life, a lot of the language that you intake, even though, you know, if it's through war or whatever it is, it affects your mind because more of that language is stuck in your mind, like war, pain, anger, death, and things like that, and it stops you from manifesting positive language that's in your mind. And I mean, that's just to me on a Christian aspect, you know, thinking about the pure Word of God, you know, and God created, you know, in the beginning.
Yes, and that's when I think meditation is very useful, or contemplative prayer is another way, in a more religious perspective, to clear that and move back into positivity and trust.
Okay, well, thank y'all for your time, and I'm going to get back off. I just wanted to give you a small comment.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you for your comment.
Very welcome indeed. So what's the first thing you would recommend, Joseph, that people do when they're in a program like this? What are some of the first steps?
To relax, to be ready to have a lot of fun. We create safe space, meaning you don't judge other people or compare yourself to them. Usually the spaces are confidential. To open up, to experiment, and be willing to try new things. And within that safety of the space, being accepting, and the person accepting themselves, they're usually willing to go out on a limb, if you will, and try some new things. And that forms a good setting for what's going to happen.
Next up, we have Mary in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Good afternoon or good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Sure. Good.
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, I want to ask if a person can actually overcome years, I'm saying about 30 years, of negative emotional verbal abuse from a spouse, where you lose your own identity due to actually no self-esteem left. You have no independence. You actually have changed your own personality to fit the insecurities of the other person. Can that be overcome?
I definitely think it can. Working as a psychotherapist, with good compassion and skill in your therapist, that can be a very helpful guide to that, because those wounds do go so deep and so pervasive within belief and emotion. A course like the Sin Creation Course, other positive activities can greatly help that as well. But I would probably combine it with some really good counseling support in order to make progress as fast and as sure as possible. But I've seen
trying to get away from a person like that is very difficult because of their own insecurities. And you just don't know how. You don't have the ability to even get away from that kind of relationship, and it just gets very difficult.
Yes, it is. Fortunately, in many communities, there will be some kind of, we have a place called the Healing Place, where folks who have experienced emotional or physical abuse can go, and they're really set up to give lots of support, financially, legally, emotionally, and a person can go there usually and just visit, not leave yet, and develop a plan. So that might be one resource to consider for a person in that situation.
Joseph, people want to pick up the book Inner Vegas. Where do they go?
InnerVegas.com is my website. That's very easy, but Amazon is there, and it's cheaper on Amazon, but I send autographed copies off my website. Major bookstores, Barnes & Noble is carrying it, and pretty easy to get, both in Kindle form, you know, electronically, or in print on Amazon.
All right, when we come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM, we'll take final phone calls with Dr. Joseph Gallenberger as we talk about Inner Vegas, creating miracles, abundance, and health. So we'll take your calls, but also I'd like for you to share your stories with us to see if you've practiced any of this already and has it worked for you and how. We'll be back.